The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a good weekend. If you're still having your weekend, I hope you're enjoying it. And that will put you in the Northern Hemisphere. So hello to all our Northern Hemisphere friends. All right, so what happened over the weekend? Well, kind of as I suggested, might have happened in that video I put out across Facebook and my socials. Now, if you're not on those, of course you're mad. Go get across my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube page at Trader Cobb across all of those. So go ahead and get involved. But look, it's just gone very sideways. As always, I'd like to talk you through the start of the week with a top 10 run through. And look, I've got to be honest with Bitcoin, there's nothing happening. It's really straightforward. This pullback into that cradle zone, we've seen a very sort of wicky type candle with with a high and a low, but it closing around about where it opened. Saturday's candle was very small with a very little volatility going on there. And then again, Sunday also very close, about to close in an hour and a half. But if we look at the 4 hour, if you actually go and have a look at it, it's just very sideways. And look, it's no surprise, not at all, nothing of a surprise to me. Why is that? Because over the weekends, we do tend to see liquidity dry up to a certain extent. There is still some volume, but not a great deal. Unless there's some momentum being carried into the weekend, it's generally a period of time where I don't trade. And it's good because, I've got a family, and it's good to take some time out from staring at the markets all your goddamn life and take some time out to relax and do whatever it is that tickles your fancy. I'm looking here now at Ethereum, and I can tell you with Ethereum, there was a pullback into that cradle zone, and that happened that was the close of the candle that closed Saturday morning. Now, I didn't go ahead and raise any orders for that, again, because it's the weekend, but also because there was some massive divergence on the chart. Now, it is starting to look, it is starting to look like it's been going sideways. That's the first thing to sort of suggest. Look, there's very strong divergence there, and one thing I've got to say is the weekly is still massively overextended. Look, it's not pulled back. We've not been in that cradle zone since the 16th of July, so it's been a very long time dropping, and look, it does look overextended. I'm not suggesting this is the bottom for Ethereum. No way in the world I wouldn't do that. I don't do that. I read the charts and it's in a downtrend, but there's just nothing there for me right now. Bitcoin Cash, really boring, really slow, really average, really not of any interest to me. EOS, now here's one that's a little bit more interesting. It's sort of holding up, maybe even giving a little consolidation here. Let me have a quick look. There might be the potential for a breakout to the upside here, but it's a little way off and I need to see a lot more. But it's definitely looking a little bit more positive than most of the charts out there. Now, Cardano has finally slowed down, also consolidating quite nicely there. It has been it's been getting an absolute beating, especially against Bitcoin. With Bitcoin sort of holding its value, any other alt that's falling is falling at a great rate of knots against that of Bitcoin, which is obvious, because they're crossed against each other, but there's nothing really going on there as well. With Stellar, we're still flat to sideways, as we have been for a long time. A little bit of resistance there around that 21 cent mark, and that is a level I'm going to be keeping an eye on, actually, as we build up into that point. Moving along to NEO. Now, here's the thing with NEO. I was watching for a potential breakout over the weekend. Now, it did consolidate into the level. It didn't give me a place to put a stop loss, and if I'm honest, when it broke, I wasn't there to watch because I wanted to see it consolidate throughout the weekend. It didn't do that, and there's nothing really to talk about beyond that. IOTA is the same, very sideways. Ripple also sitting very sideways. It's actually sitting, struggling with a bit of resistance at that 28 cent mark. Now, when I look at the markets, I zoom right out. I look at the weekly, I look at the monthly, and I do what I call homework, which is putting in the lines, the support and resistance lines going way back. And with the line here, if you draw it in around 28 cents and go all the way back into basically this time last year, you'll note that there is this really strong level of resistance. And then Ripple did break out in December. And here's something here's some perspective for you on crypto in general. Okay, so Ripple last year, it did, from June through till December, it didn't do a great deal. It sat between a range of about 30 cents and 13 cents. So it just went very sideways. Then in December, okay, so the date that it broke out of the resistance was the 11th of December. So the 11th of December, we went to 29 cents. Well, we peaked. Let me tell you, this is interesting. This is some wonderful perspective here. We peaked on the 4th of January. Not even a month. We peaked on the 4th of January at a high of $3.30. There you go. There's some perspective. So within less than a month, we went from 30 cents to $3.30. A multiple of 11 times growth. So if you're sitting there wondering, why isn't the market doing what I want it to do? Why isn't it going up? Why am I bored? Why is it not happening? Just be cool. Just wait your turn. Not to suggest that it's going to happen again, because look, it hasn't happened this year. Not at all. Not once this year have we seen these massive pumps across the market as a whole. We had seen them year in, year out, and it might take a bit longer. This year's definitely been a trader's market. As I look at Litecoin here again, very uninspired, looking pretty average there. But yeah, this year has definitely been a market for traders. The volatility has been there. It's just been more to the downside. When it has gone up, it's gone up in short little sharp bursts. And again, for traders, we've been doing well because we look for entries and exits. We're not just looking for entries. Now, of course, as an investor, if you've got projects you believe in, you might be building your positions throughout this period, because we have got good, we've seen prices pull back. Whether they're good prices or not, truth will be told in the long term, but we have had opportunities now. Now, it's a matter of just waiting if you're not going to trade. If you're trading, it's a matter of acting. So you've got to work out which one you want. It's been a trader's year this year. There's been 9 months where if you've been hodling, you've probably been seeing your portfolio diminish. If not, I'm so stoked for you. And if you have, then I'm this is a reality check. This happens, but you're investing. So don't worry. Relax. You've got a plan in place. For those that are sort of sitting there and watching it every single day, don't waste your time. If you want to watch it every day, get involved and learn to trade, guys. So that's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. Listen, the one thing I would like you to do is this. If you like the podcast, give it a review. Write a review. If you could do that, I'd really appreciate it. Share it with your group. Share it across your Slacks, your Discord, your Telegrams, your Facebook groups. Just because, you know what, I put a lot of time and effort into this. I really hope it reaches a lot of people. I get a lot of great feedback, and I'd like to see this grow further. So if you could write a review, I'd really appreciate it. And if you could tell your mates, that'd be great too. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.